is Will Tinkin.
Thanks for listening to the Bitter Comics Podcast. And here's your host, JT Foreman.
Good job, dude. Can I have a high five?
Yes.
Good job. That's really nice.
And that was the son of one of our guests giving his intro. William did a really great job.
He doesn't mess around.
That's right.
He's got a heart for radio.
As Josh pointed out a few minutes ago, sex sells.
That's right.
This just proves that you had a kid.
I've had
and,
sex.
And you've had sex before.
Yes.
That's what I meant by the little kid doing the intro.
I'm glad that's
sex
you,
sells. That's what I meant.
There's so many naysayers out there. I got to put that out there.
Yes, look, exactly.
I got a kid.
So he has a kid.
I couldn't actually see the kid. He sounds sexy as well.
Okay, I see. Yeah, that's true. Well, well, hello, and welcome to episode 59 of Bitter Comics. I am JT Foreman, and I'm here with my good friends. Kevin, what are you thinking, Tinkin?
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, good.
And Josh, the big lout, stout.
Yeah.
No, not really. The little lout. You're not really
what
big.
Is, a, is
you're
that a like a singular lout. Lout? No, that's a louse. What
I don't
is a
know.
Lout?
No, a lout. A lout would be like kind of a no good nick.
I just picture like your dad which, like, oh, come over here, you big lout.
You no good nick.
A no good nick. But yeah, but big and muscular. More,
that's
big and
muscular, ambiguous.
No good nick.
You didn't say louse.
No, just not louse, a lout.
We're not
lout. Louse does not rhyme with stout. I had to use a word that rhymed with stout.
Mm-hmm.
Stout, lout.
I have gout.
Gout.
Oh.
Josh okay. has gout, stout.
Stout, I like that.
I don't even know what gout is. It's something to do with black people's feet, I thought.
No, it's, well, I have it. It means it's, my body produces too much uric acid in the acid and it forms as little crystals in my joints.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And it's it what makes, you eat, right?
And
it's
it makes
a lot of deli. Action.
Wait. Deli action?
Something about cured meats and the salts and nitrates that contribute to the...
They call it the King's disease.
But you said deli action, yes. though.
Well, sometimes...
So you get...
You ever seen the guy at Subway when he gets slammed with orders?
Okay.
That's action. At its finest.
Oh, all right.
Action Jason Bourne knows nothing about
I'll keep that in mind.
6-inch Italian spicy sauce.
Ooh, yeah.
Would you like a 6-inch? I was just going to ask you the same thing. No, that I stole that joke. That joke belongs to Flip Schultz, actually.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He does a bit.
I feel so old right now that you just dropped a Flip Schultz riff. That's, I feel old.
Do you know who Flip Schultz is?
I know the name. I'm mildly.
He's the way like that younger than I am. I'm 40. He's like 32 or something.
Okay. Well,
he was on Last Comic Standing
I'm
a few years ago.
Flip.
You're thinking like Flip Wilson or
Flip
something
Wilson,
from like
the
40s or some shit.
And no. That's how you make a mistake.
Yes, I don't. You know, I just don't see Flip Wilson from the comedian from like the 40s and shit doing jokes about Subway. Unless he was talking about an actual Subway. You know, he might have done jokes about the underground train system in New York City. It wouldn't surprise me if he had some Subway jokes. Actually, I don't know when. Yeah, but yeah. I don't see him doing the Subway as the restaurant.
Okay.
Joke.
The
fair
literal
enough.
Subway and
the literal
footlong don't go together.
Yeah. No,
it doesn't
not
make
really.
Any sense.
I have a Subway joke, actually.
Ooh. Yeah?
Yeah, it's really, really offensive. Do you want to hear it?
So
please.
Bad.
Cool. All right. I think the Subway restaurant chain was started shortly after World War II by a Nazi and a Jew. They figured, well, after all of the stuff that happened in World War II, they need to kind of help work to make peace between them, mm-hmm. between their people. So they got together and they said, all right, we're going to go into business. We're going to open a restaurant chain. And then the Jew said, all right, but let's do a sandwich shop so we don't have to have a kitchen. And then the Nazi said, okay, but we should still bake our own bread so we can have an oven.
Wow.
That was good.
This is
I was telling before we started recording.
It's pretty horrible.
I wanted to bring a snare drum and a cymbal to open mic night one of these nights. Yeah. So I can go just every time.
Just to do the rim shots every time someone does a crappy joke like
this
that.
Is where you're supposed to laugh, everybody.
Then now you know.
See,
that way, even if the joke isn't funny, people are still laughing at the
exactly.
snare drum.
Yep. Like, I wish you had it right now so I could say, on a related note, I would ask you the question, why didn't the neo-Nazi drink kosher wine?
Because he killed all the Jews, so there was nobody to bless the wine.
No. He found it slightly Hasidic. for his taste.
Boom! Boom!
Yeah,
that's where the rim shot would.
Hooray! Okay, helped. That's what we should do at an open mic. Is like everyone take turns. Everyone go up and do one Jew joke or something.
All right, everybody.
Tonight's theme: genocide.
Yay!
Everybody, get in line. Do you get your one Jew joke ready? Everybody, get ready for the Jew joke.
All right, two Jews walk into a bar and say, "Ow, that hurts." Yes. There was a bar, and they walked into it.
See, that's why we need the snare drum. That's why we need it.
Exactly. Another Jew walks into a bar and says, "Ouch, that hurts." Surprised he didn't see the first two Jews walk into the bar.
Idiot.
Another Jew walks into a bar. What the fuck is wrong with Jewish people? They keep walking into the... It's right there. Everyone can see it. It's at eye level. You can't miss it. And they keep walking into this fucking bar.
No. It's at yarmulke level.
Okay. All right. Yarmulke level. Okay.
Come on. Don't mess up with the yarmulke. My only Jew joke is that... That Hitler went too far with the murdering of the Jews.
You think?
Yeah, that's like, debatable. I've never been that angry at people.
Yeah, you know.
If I was really pissed off at somebody, I would just, TP their house. So, like, you see Hitler, talking to Heimel, like, "Oh, Heimel, we're going to TP the Jews." And Heimel's like, "Oh, okay. No, you don't get it, Heimel. We're going to TP them on this Sabbath." He just thinks it's holy. They're so stupid. Hitler's hiding in the bushes with a camera crew. Comes running out. Some Jewish guys comes on the front lawn. "What's going on with all the teepees, the trees? What's that happening?" And then Hitler runs out of the bushes. He's like, "You've been Hitler." "There's the camera there. There's the camera there. There's the camera there."
There's like three dudes with a rolling hand reel.
That's right.
Filming away.
Well, you know what the worst part about that is that he would have to wait until the next day to clean it up.
Exactly. That's why you TP a Jewish person. And
you can't Sabbath. You can't stop the even if you catch him TPing you, you can't stop him.
Nope.
You're not supposed to use any technology, so it's not like you can call cops, get the cops to stop him.
Nope.
Right.
You have to just and you're not allowed to actually work, so you can't go physically stop him. You just gotta sit there
Sit there and say, "Hey, let's hope it doesn't rain so we can scavenge the papers."
That sounded like a Jewish Bill Cosby.
Yes. That was Bill Cosby.
"Hey, with the Jews and not with the Sabbath. Everybody get newspapers.
Bah!
Let's use Manischewitz to make the jello."
Oh my gosh. This is off the rails.
Anyway, okay, as I was saying, this is episode 59 of Bitter Comics.
59.
We're not beginning with this. We were going to begin with this, and then we went off the rails.
I'm sorry, Jewish people, they always throw things out of whack.
Now I'm going to apologize
to the Jews
for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist shit I said last episode. So for my insensitivity in episode 58, I would like to apologize to black people.
Okay.
Jeff McCobb. Forgiveness. All of Jeff McCobb's family. AIDS, strokes, and Staples. Not the store. The actual metal
Staples
office.
How do you
supply
offend
instrument.
Staples?
Well, see, I had this news story that I did about paperclips, and Staples probably feel really neglected over the fact that I talked about paperclips and not Staples.
I don't worry enough about the feelings of office supplies.
I most people don't.
No, it's not fair.
Most people don't. It's not fair. Mm. So if you'd like to know specifically why I'm apologizing to each of these things, you can find episode 58 and all our previous episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. If you would like to subscribe to our podcast, go to that website and scroll down a little bit. On the right-hand side of the page, there's a button you can click on to subscribe using iTunes, Google, or My Yahoo. And if you feel I owe any additional apologies or to make any comment, send us an email to bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put, "If Jeff doesn't kick your ass, I will."
Love it.
I love that you did that bit after we did all of our Jewish jokes.
Right, and you failed to apologize to the Jews.
Well, I'll be apologizing to Jews next. Actually, I'm going to give 3/4 of an apology to Jews.
Yes.
Because I am 1/4 Jewish. Oh. So I, as a Jew is allowed to make fun of Jews, but I'm only 1/4 Jewish, so I only get to 1/4 make fun of Jews.
Yes.
So I owe 3/4 of an apology.
Did it just get real in here?
I think it just got real in here.
I can only make fun of third generation German Americans.
Both of them?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
it. It's just, Yeah, well, you know, there's more and more intermarrying all the time. It's going to get to the point where just nobody even knows what the hell anyone else is.
I was really committed to marrying a Hispanic or a black girl just because I needed some pigment in my in my family tree, and it didn't happen. I married a ginger.
You married a ginger?
Yep.
That would be a redheaded white chick?
Yes. Which is the opposite of the direction. Well,
does she have freckles?
I believe it was Lucille Ball who said that every man is entitled to fall in love with a redhead once in their life.
Amen.
She was right.
Hey, been there. Does Auburn count?
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
That depends whether or not you're in an Irish neighborhood.
Did you say urine?
Urine. If you are in an Irish neighborhood, Auburn doesn't count because there's plenty of actual redheads. But if you were in a non-Irish neighborhood, the redhead is a little bit more rare, so we're gonna be willing to accept Auburn in that environment.
And the fact that you're Asian, I think it has to count.
I like to think freckles are God sneezed on you when he created you. Like,
wait, did you just say you're Asian?
Yes.
Okay. That's nothing like urine. Never mind. You're Asian?
Depends on a quarter.
You don't. Yeah. Well, you don't look just Asian. You look like there's Asian in you. Oh, actually, you look like you've been in an Asian. You look like the kind of guy who likes Asian chicks. You look like you've been in Asian, not necessarily the Asian is in you.
Has a lot of sex with an Asian person.
Information to take in there.
In your DNA.
Yes.
Well, my grandparents got around.
We're not here to judge. We're here to ridicule, but we're not here to judge.
They were missionaries. That doesn't mean that's all they did.
Well, that describes their position.
Yes.
More rim shot. Yay. Wait, no, you can't do a rim shot for missionary. Oh.
Hey. So many levels.
Plus he said rim, which is great.
You put a tweet about your grandma, or you did a Facebook post about your grandma the other day, and I had me cracking up. You got to explain that.
Well, she was at she's doing our laundry at our house, so because we take care of her laundry and such. And she just kind of disappears on us. We're like, where'd she go? She's really into botany. She knows a shitload about plants. She'll be like, you can eat that weed. And I'm like, really? And she's like, it's delicious and it cleanses your breath. And she's fascinated. The other day I caught her in the backyard. I was watching her through the window. She's eating flowers off of this tree. So I just took a picture of her.
Aww.
And I just captioned it, Grandma tripping balls in the backyard.
But the way you use a particular phrase in, like you're a particular phrase.
She's tripping hard in the backyard.
Yeah, like that's the way.
I'll have what she's having.
In my head.
Well, have
what. I'm glad you heard it street like.
Awesome. Yes.
Your street comes that's through who I am. In your Facebook updates.
I'm from the burbs. Mm-hmm.
The burbs.
There's no escaping the burbs.
I grew up on the street. Okay, an avenue, actually. But you know what I'm saying.
No, there's no escaping the suburbs, especially if you live on a cul-de-sac.
Yes.
Because that shit involves at least a three-point turn.
I lived on a one-way cul-de-sac.
What? How does that work?
I don't know.
It's just one lane. You just
don't even know what that
means.
That's
sad. Actually.
Back out.
Cul-de-sac, you never leave.
You're never getting out of here.
You could take the boy out of the one-way street cul-de-sac.
There's just a pile of cars at the end of it. Yeah. Nobody. I don't want to get a ticket. I want to.
Oh, that's good.
That wasn't funny. That was not funny.
I'm gonna say it's good.
I appreciate it. The vote of confidence is greatly appreciated. So, guys, thanks for coming to the show. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
You got your son to record the intro.
Yes.
Now, how did that happen?
Yes. What are you doing? What are you doing, Dad? And I think I've told the joke of my son he's a kind person, which I don't know, but he's just kind and he always wants to help. So.
Oh, he's fucked in life.
Yeah,
he is so screwed. Oh my God!
Right,
but he
you need to train that kid to be a little bit more of an asshole. He's just
I know. Well, I always tell him.
Well, you know, wait until he gets a little bit older, I guess. Yeah.
I'm a real cheese ball with my kids. Like I tell him he's a superhero. He's a power to make people smile.
Oh, nice.
Aww.
Which is so cheesy when you're drinking.
Kevin Tilden is trying to get laid.
Ruining your
podcast,
son.
Jesus.
I
know.
But he said, what are you doing, Dad? I said, Daddy's got to leave. Where are you going to go? I said, I got to record a radio show. He says, can I help? I said, absolutely, you can help. And so then I had listened to your podcast, and I said, well, this will be the format. So I recorded him doing it. And I do my own podcast, Nantucket Avenue, so I had microphones and whatnot. So
I'll be sure to put a link in the show notes to your podcast. Oh, yeah. Cool. I knew you did a podcast, but I did not know what the name of it is. I'll have to check it out and listen to it.
My street, I live on Nantucket Avenue, so that's why.
Oh. That's, I see what you did there.
That's where good conversations happen.
Mm. Yes, absolutely. Well, hey, we're going to take a break real quick. I am JT Foreman here with Kevin Tinkin and Josh Stout. We are the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back.
Ends of my fingers more times than I care to.
It's really.
This is JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we're back. Okay, now, Josh Stout, we have to talk about your pronunciation of the word guitar. Would you please go ahead and say the word guitar?
Oh, I was just expressing to Kevin that sometimes I cut the tips of my fingers with my chef's knife, and I have trouble playing the guitar.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
I feel like I'm being mocked right now.
You are.
Okay. I said guitar. I know it's called a guitar, but I prefer
guitar.
Guitar is more colorful.
Guitar. That's like the pronunciation I would expect out of a Southern dude. Are you from the South or something?
Southern California.
Southern California. Okay, yeah, you know what? Okay, good enough.
Better be.
Awesome. I'm sorry, that was
just
me.
All brown people down there.
So nothing like Clovis, basically, is what
exactly. You're talking about. Exactly. It's polar opposite of Clovis. It's like Clovis in a parallel universe.
I love that. I drove down here and I just kept going south. And when I got here and the fact that I brought gin, and you have orange juice.
Yeah, well, I am a big fan of orange juice, so I always have orange juice in my house. And this is actually the first time that all of the cast members of the podcast have been drinking an alcoholic beverage during the production of the show. Yes. So we may get more and more slurry in our speech as this goes along, because Kevin brought a handle.
Well,
a handle of gin.
Yes.
Now, I did not know what a handle was for a long time until segment I do on the show, text from last night. I did the 559 text of the week. There was a text from this area code that talked about a woman had a baby strapped to her chest while she was purchasing a 24-pack of beer and a handle. And I was like, I have no idea what the hell a handle was.
That's
so
hardcore.
I had to go and look it up.
Yeah.
And I found out what a handle was, and I thought to myself, well, that's not as bad as I was imagining.
Yes.
Because buying beer, I was like, well, they got the alcohol, so handle must be something to do with drugs. So
okay.
So I was like, no, it's just more alcohol. All right, we're good.
It's been like an 18-pack and an 8-ball.
Yeah.
My kid.
18-pack and an 8-ball. There's two 8s there. That's important.
Yeah. That's why I picked it.
Well, you know, who is it in town that does a joke about a woman who's breastfeeding drinking so that then their breast milk has alcohol in it?
Awesome.
Oh, I don't know. Somebody does a joke.
Yeah, someone in town has a bit about that. And I think I kind of wonder if that would work.
It does.
I've never drank breast milk to my recollection. Now, of course, when I was a baby, I did, you know, my mother breastfed, but I don't remember it.
Okay.
So well, it's okay.
As long as you don't nurse and drive is really what matters.
As long as you don't nurse and drive. You can masturbate and drive.
That is.
If you really need to keep yourself awake, but don't nurse and drive.
Which is, I don't know why there's not more public service announcements about that.
But don't masturbate and drive?
No, about if you need to stay awake.
Oh, I was going to say.
It's a great way to stay awake.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, like we were saying before, just don't let yourself finish.
Yeah.
Because, you know, here's the thing about the hard-on.
Go on.
Yes. if it's hard for a little while, it starts to hurt. It starts to become actually painful.
That's true.
And, you know, you see those Viagra commercials, if you have an erection lasts more than 4 hours, go see a doctor. You will. True. You would have anyways, because it would be so painful if it's hard for that long.
Dr. Love.
Dr. Love. Let me see the head nurse. Oh!
Ba-da-bum. He's referring to the glands penis, which is the technical term.
I'm not even sure what that means either.
It's the name for the tip of the penis.
Oh, really? It's not the head of the penis. It's
called the glands.
The glands.
Glands.
That's not as sexy.
There's a famous doctor named
Nibble on the glands.
Dr. Jerry Glands, who discovered it.
Nobody knew it was there before that. He discovered it.
I'm naming this. This is going to be my legacy.
This is going to be named after me. That's right.
Apparently, he
was let's.
So I bet he pronounced it guitar also, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
Probably.
Probably play my guitar in the name and the shapes of the wieners.
Let's talk about something that's not penis related.
All right. Let's go back. So, vaginas.
Oh, no.
No.
Actually, I wanted to know, okay, so you said you're 40.
Yes.
Tell me about you.
About me?
Yeah.
I'm the creepy uncle in my family.
Yeah?
Everyone else, except my youngest sister, she's 24. Everyone else is married, most of them had kids, and here I am 40, still single, never been married, don't have any kids.
Yeah.
I'm the creepy uncle, so I guess, is really the biggest.
Are you that guy that falls asleep upstairs at Macy's?
No,
women's wear.
That's 50.
Okay.
That's
in women's wear.
In women's wear.
That's 55.
Okay. Napping in women's wear.
At least you have a retirement plan.
Exactly. No, my retirement plan is a high cholesterol diet. I know I don't make enough money to invest in a 401k, so I'm just going to make sure I die of a heart attack before I have to worry about it.
That's better. It's a better way to go.
Alfredo is delicious.
What is it that the kids are saying? YOLO.
YOLO.
I don't know what that means either.
You only live once.
That's true.
I heard that because there was a stand. There was a open mic that we were doing. And somebody was yelling YOLO.
It's an acronym for illiteracy.
I was talking to a Hindu and I told him that and he said, "No, you don't."
Boom.
Thank you. Apparently you live more than one time. You just might come back as something else.
I have a Pakistani guy that sells glasses next to the kiosk I work at.
Ooh. Why is the cow sacred? Of all the animals, why the cow?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. Pakistani guy with glasses. Go ahead.
It's all right. But I can't remember where I was going with that. He
sells glasses.
He always wants to buy something, but he refuses to buy it for the price that I'm asking to give it to him. Like, he's like, "How much is that?" I'm like, $275. Like, come on, bottom line, what are we talking about? Out the door. And I'm like, $275, like, that's what it is. Come on, we're friends now. We're good friends. Come on, give me a good deal, bottom line. We're plus tax? Like, yeah, that's including the tax. It's $275. Like, come on, man, my friend get me way better for $125. Like, all right, take that one.
Go to him.
That's not even what I was going to say.
Shop there. I mean.
It went there.
Middle Eastern people are funny. there's
it's ridiculous that we think that they're funny.
Because the only reason
they're funny is because they speak multiple languages.
Yeah. Right. Well,
my dumb ass can only speak English, and I'm like,
this guy?
Freaking idiot. Speak three languages.
I got to say, the smartest person that I've ever met has to be the guy that runs the mini mart near my dad's house.
Yeah.
Because he was talking on the phone in one language and then talking to his brother or cousin or whatever in the back room in another. I didn't recognize what either of the languages were, but I know they're different because in one of them he cleared his throat and in the other one he spit twice.
Nice.
So I know they're different languages.
He's speaking German?
Then he spoke to the guy in front of me in Spanish and to me in English. And I was like, "Dude, how many languages do you speak?" And he said, 5.
Yeah. Wow.
Hindi, Farsi, German, Spanish, and English. I was like, "Where'd you learn German?" I said, "Well, he lived in Germany for 3 years before he emigrated to the United States."
That's impressive.
That is amazing. Truly. I took Spanish for 4 years, and two in high school and two in college. And if you held a gun to my head, I might be able to count to 20.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know why someone would hold a gun to my head to force me to count to 20 in Spanish.
But they might.
But if they did, I'd be screwed.
You'd be dead.
Maybe it's a different kind of smarts or whatever, but yeah, you know, anyone who can speak more than one language is automatically smarter than me.
True. Yeah.
Because I tried and I couldn't do it.
Yeah, they can think in another language.
But they sound dumb.
That's true.
They sound accents.
Well, yeah, but a lot of people who only speak English sound dumb. Like people who say guitar.
All right. All right.
Playing on my guitar. It's actually, I say guitar myself.
Myself.
Speaking of accents, there's this guy that I work with who happens to be Muslim, but he's from Africa, and I heard him speaking French on the phone the other day. I was like, "Were you just speaking French?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "How many languages?" He's like, "Well, 5. I speak 5. I like speak Arabic, English, Spanish, French, and whatever his native tongue is, of Senegalese or whatever.
Senegalese or something.
Yeah, and I was like, "Wow." So, well, my favorite part is every morning I walk into work and I can count on him. His name is Abdul. He's always singing these beautiful, like, spiritual hymns. And this morning, you know, he's just like, I'm alone. And I was like, dude, Papa, that is beautiful. Like,
you call him Papa?
We call him Papa. Yeah.
Okay.
He's a great guy. And I'm like, what? What is that? What are you singing? He's like, that's Dire Straits, Walk of Life, man. So spiritual.
It's very spiritual. Shop, you know,
dress man from the ZZ Top.
Every girl's crazy about him.
I used to have a roommate who was he was in a mariachi band, and I would wake up every morning to him in the shower going, and I'm like, what is going on? He's like, sorry, my bad, man. I was practicing from a gig tonight. And I'm just like,
wait, be what? The
Warner Brothers
frog? He was in a mariachi band.
He was in,
and so he would sing mariachi every morning awesome. In the shower.
But he had the southern accent or something?
Well, that was me.
From, oh, okay.
Was me. Was hey, man, sorry about that, man.
Sorry about that,
my
man.
My bad, man. I'm, just, I'm getting ready for the mariachi. Yeah.
That's what he does.
That's beautiful.
Gin and juice, my friends. Gin and or juice.
Yes. Well, actually, I was talking to you about this on the phone. It's like a screwdriver is vodka with orange juice.
Yes.
So, but you brought gin over, not vodka.
Yes.
So I've decided to name vodka and orange juice the Phillips screwdriver.
Yeah.
Nice. So that is now what vodka and gin and orange juice is now called the Phillips screwdriver.
You gotta love that. That's, like, ghetto drinks don't even have names. It's just like gin and juice.
Juice.
Like, is
purple,
there any, is
purple drink?
Would this be a ghetto drink, though?
Yeah, like,
oh, really?
Rolling down the street, well, smoking indoor, sipping on gin and juice. Laid back, right?
With my mind on my...
Mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Right, exactly.
Getting with the program.
I prefer the parody of that song, actually, that was done by Mad TV. I think it was Mad TV. Where they were like, the guy's rapping and he's talking about his lawyers and his money managers. Is their mind on my money and my money on their mind?
Nah, I see what they did there.
I wonder if people get mad if you brought a different type of juice.
Right. Oh. Yeah, if you just show up with like a...
Mind wanders.
Guava.
The mind wanders sometimes.
Well, you know,
about
if someone wants to drink, they will drink no matter what's there.
Yeah.
Like I saw somebody once, they had the thing of frozen concentrated orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
And... they just poured that in the vodka into the thing.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't even bother putting water in there.
That sounds fantastic.
So
it's like,
damn. Well, see, the orange juice is so much stronger, so it drowns out the flavor of the vodka more.
You know,
so you can have a higher percentage of vodka.
Love it. You know what it does? It makes the drink more stout.
Boom.
Josh stout.
More Josh stout.
I like what you did there.
Hello.
Oh, hey-o.
Rim shot. I like my reflection in your television.
At least it's not a rim job, right?
That's right. Rim job!
First time I heard, first I heard someone use the term rim shot, I was like, yeah.
That sounds delicious.
Mm. No, what?
What? No. Who does that?
Who does that? Gay people anymore. Do that. Who does that for less than $20? Let me know if you hear of someone.
The weirdest thing is my buddy will always ask me how much alcohol and how much money. Because we'll talk about, like, we have in customer service, we'll have homeless people. They're just absolutely filthy. And his thing is always, okay, you take that homeless person, you soak them in a tub of like scalding hot water, and then you take a shot glass and you drag it on the bottom of the tub and you drink it. He says, how much money and how much alcohol? And it is amazing how much you learn about a person based on their answer on that. I got a buddy who's like, $200. Like, really? You drink it, 200, yeah, man, you put some Jaeger in there, I'll do it for $100. Like, man, you are hard up. And this guy owns a home. Like, he's not even broke.
Call it a Jaeger bum. Yeah.
Well, the version of that I usually hear is, how much money would it take for you to fuck a guy? You know, asking a straight guy that. Or how much money would it take for you to give a guy a blowjob if you're talking to a straight person? And, you know, occasionally, you know, most, $1 million, $100,000. Occasionally, you get the dude who's like, dude, I'm broke, I'll do it for 50.
Yeah, yeah.
7.7
mil. If I meet him at the Food Max, then I'll pick up the tab, whatever it takes. I just need a dozen eggs and a bottle of creamer. Just pick it up
for
me.
Oh, wait, no, I don't need the creamer. He's going to provide the cream. All
oh,
no.
Oh, that's a semen joke.
They're in the Navy. Jokes.
What?
Hey now.
I wasn't
I was in the Navy for
years. Well, they're seeing men, you know.
The joke about people in the Navy on a submarine, it's like 50 guys go down or 100 guys go down, 50 couples come up.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I was on a surface ship. That's beautiful. It was 1,600 people on the crew, and there were 600 women on board.
Yes.
So our ship got nicknamed the Love Boat at one point because, you know, one time we're out to sea for like 60 days. It didn't go into port at all during that 60-day period. And something like 20 women became pregnant in their... So they became pregnant while during that 60 days.
No way.
Awesome. Yeah. So, but of course that was 20 years ago, and that ship has been decommissioned. The USS Puget Sound, by the way, as a repair ship I was on.
Nice. How long were you in the Navy?
Ship. 8 years, 90 to 98.
And you didn't want to be a lifer?
You know, I think about that a lot actually, because if I had stayed in, I could have retired at 20. Last Christmas.
Oh!
So, I'm way past where I would have been able to retire.
And you can't go back in now.
And I think about that a lot. Mm. Well, actually, I could go back in now.
I'm just going
to
bring
I would have to lose about 50 pounds, but I could go back in now. And I've been working for the IRS at dead entry during the tax season. Mm-hmm. So right now I have about 12 years of government service. So if I went back in the military, I would have to serve another 8 to have 20 years of government service, and then I could...
That seems like a no-brainer right there.
Yeah, I know. I would need to lose about 50 pounds.
Yeah, that's nice.
And I'm at like 260 right now. I'd need to get down to about 220.
I hit 235 2 months ago.
Yeah.
But hey, we're going to take a break again real quick. I'm JT Foreman here with Kevin Tinkin and Jeff Stout. We're the Bitter Comics. We'll be right back.
Jeff Stout.
Damn it.
Good job.
Josh Stout. Joshua. Mm. What was your middle name?
Alan.
Joshua Alan Stout.
Beautiful.
You the man.
Sex on wheels.
Training wheels. We'll be right back. This is JT Foreman, and I am getting these guys a little too drunk.
And I'm handsome.
We're having a debate here as to whether or not I am a great bartender or a terrible bartender.
Oh my God.
And I think The answer is going to depend on whether you're looking at this from the point of view of the owner of the bar or the customers.
Yes. Exactly.
As far as the customers are concerned,
you are the shiz.
I am apparently the greatest bartender in the world.
Yes. All time.
Because I put way too much alcohol in the drink.
What do they say? The perfect mix for gin and juice is at 9 to 1?
9 to 1? Holy shit.
I think that's what you did online here. That's what
I think I put like 9 to 1 gin to juice.
That's what I'm saying. That's just all
juniper berry is what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, Seagram.
So sorry about that. You guys can't leave apparently. You're gonna have to drive home eventually.
Mr. Foreman, are you trying to seduce me?
You have
to forgive me if I get slurry. I do tend to get slurry.
No, I'm not trying to seduce you, because if you are drunk, you are legally unable to give consent. Therefore, it's rape. So I'm trying to rape you. I'm not trying to seduce you.
What if no is? What if no is code for like, please?
No, sorry, can't do the code thing. But here's the thing about that. What if you're both drunk?
Mm. I think then you could both sue each other for
you
rape.
You raped each other.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the hard part about being the dude.
Being the dude.
Yeah, I don't.
How do you claim that you were raped? If it was rape, you wouldn't have been able to get it up. I don't know. Have you ever had a prostate massage? You know, it'll get up whether you like it or not.
This is true. The body responds.
A skilled hand is the
ultimate effort. You just you start rubbing on the P spot, and I heard it called that recently. That was hilarious.
I have one of those in my backyard.
I don't remember where I heard it called that.
As opposed to the G spot.
The women have the G spot and the guys have the P spot. Get the prostate, and she sticks the finger up there and starts rubbing the prostate a little bit.
If I get a P spot, I just change the sheets.
I was with a girl not too long ago. This girl recently asked me. She demanded actually that I lick her G spot. Like, what am I, Gene Simmons?
Isn't the G spot like 3 inches in there and up or something?
Right, and I don't have the tongue.
I got a map, you know.
Yeah, a Thomas guide.
I'm not really good at anything, but I can follow. I can follow directions. You give me a Thomas guide.
It's a really awkward show episode of Dora the Explorer.
The G spot.
I'm the map. I'm the map.
Oh my god.
Vamos al spot de G.
Swiper, no swiping.
Swiper, swipe more.
Oh.
Swipe harder and swipe faster. Okay. Before we get into the news, I have something to bitch about.
Yes.
Okay, Fowler Avenue near where I live. The road was closed for about a month and a half. For road construction, and I thought they were widening it to two lanes in each direction to ease traffic. But they weren't. They were actually installing a fucking traffic circle.
Really?
Yeah. What the hell is that about? You know, they just put this big round thing that forces you to slow down when you come up to it so you can go around it.
It's like one British guy in a bow tie going, cheerio, fantastic job, cop.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, what the fuck are they doing?
It's a roundabout.
Traffic is bad enough. As it is, so, you know, and then, so they're going to fuck up traffic for a month and a half so that they can make a change that will fuck it up to a lesser degree permanently.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell is that shit? Why the fuck are you doing this? Now, seriously, if you're going, why would anyone put a traffic circle on a major street?
They're trying to bring a little class to the south.
Australians are getting down with it.
Clovis. We don't have class here.
Is this Clovis?
I'm not sure. I think it is Fresno.
It's
close to Clovis.
Yeah.
This is trying to get here was a pain. I was looking for your address. And
yeah,
it's like
the edge of the civilization. It's like
no.
You get to my apartment complex and then there's just open fields.
No, see what I was thinking was like you had to believe that it exists in order to find it. I was like, this guy lives at fucking Hogwarts.
Go past the second star and take a ride and straight on till morning.
And take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath before you get into the neighborhood because you're going to want to hold it to get through some of these places.
Well, actually, I knew I was on a different part of town when the sign started turning into Spanish. Like, I saw this Bud Light sign. It was advertising. It had this rapper guy-looking guy on it. And it said Pitbull. I'm like, okay, that's an English word. But then it said in Spanish with the exclamations, you know, one alternating.
Yeah.
It said Dale, which means let's go. But when I first saw it, I was reading English, so I was like, who the fuck is Dale?
Pitbull Dale, eh?
I have to say that I like the alternating exclamation and question marks on Hispanic
it
writing.
It tells you what you're in for.
Because you're reading a sentence, and at the beginning of the sentence in English, you don't know necessarily if it's a question or an exclamation or a statement. So when you're reading it in your head, you don't know if you should be like excited or curious.
Or if
you're trying to
read
aloud.
I hate is when, because I read stories to my kids.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I hate when I'm reading and I'm like, there's a fox and like a jaybird. And I'm like, jaybird's like, hey man, what's going on? And the fox is like, hey everybody, how you doing? But I'll be reading, and the fox will be like, hey, everybody, how's it going? And then it'll be like, you want to go get some grapes? Said the jaybird.
Oh,
and I'm like, that's some bull crap. You have to tell me it's the jaybird up front or the exclamation point at the end. So I'll be like, hey, you guys are great friends, exclamation point. And I was like, dang it.
Yeah, they're...
I should have said more loudly.
You're losing your children's love with every...
Hey.
Yes, you are. Your children don't love you as much as they used to now. Extra. You realize that, don't you?
Yeah. There's a lot of Seagram's in this orange juice.
I watched him pour it. It was insane.
Too much.
I didn't stop him, but I watched.
That's good.
I can feel my soul swimming through the world.
It feels like my clothes are wearing me.
You know, I think they are. They're wearing you, and they're using you just to get around.
I don't blame them.
Punk.
That's a very nice shirt.
Thank you. I just lost the button to it.
Hey, I saw this guy filling up gas the other day, and I was like, gosh, dang,
that was
a good
the other
man.
Day. That was like half an hour ago.
Well, the other hour.
When we went to pick him up.
Yeah, he's looking
the gas
good.
Station.
That's a dapper dude.
Looking was, real good.
Actually, it was a racist thing. I was like, you're white, so you'd be able to understand the directions, but he's part Asian. And there's no
I
way.
Was just like...
anything having to do with driving, I knew.
When you said so east...
we'll have to meet him somewhere easy, and, you know...
That's, is that why we went to pick him up? Literally,
when you said
I, honestly,
east...
I didn't feel like... I stayed on the phone with you to give you directions, and I was like, you know what? I don't feel like sitting here and holding
you're like,
phone.
You're like, hold
just
on.
Just go over there.
Josh, I'm trying to give you your directions. Stop ringing that gong in the background.
Exactly.
Quit trying to fry rice. I can see you.
You're frying rice right now, aren't you? Put that down. Put the wok back. No. Put the wok down. Well, I know you're in the wok in your passenger seat. Put it down and drive. What are you doing? That's
well, I knew the general direction, but when you spoke to me on the phone, you said, just keep heading east, and you just like, I had like a panic attack because I was like, fuck, what am I, a compass? Like, which way? Where does the sun rise? I know the sun.
It's midday. You're going.
Well, I don't know exactly where you live, but toward Herndon is north.
Where is Taurus in relation to Aquarius?
Oh my God!
We are still in the age of Aquarius. Oh no, actually, the age of Aquarius doesn't start until 2150.
Are we in the age of?
Yeah.
Yeah. The true? Age of Aquarius actually. We are in the age of Pisces right now.
Uh-huh.
The age of Aquarius starts in 2150.
Was there an old one?
An old Aquarius.
The one the song was about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They were just talking about.
They were talking about singing it, but just because, you know, for the fun of it, I guess.
I can't tell if this is going to be a horrible podcast or
I'm not sure
podcast.
It's both.
Anyway, well, you know what? Let's shake it up a little bit. See if we can get something going. It's time for our 559 text of the week.
Ooh.
Now, as both of our listeners know, every once in a while, I'll go to the website textfromlastnight.com and I will look up the 559 error code. Because that is where I live, and I want to support my town.
Yep.
And I look for a text message from the 559 error code to talk about. We got a new one here. Mm-hmm. So the 559 text of the week is, I've seen his manscaping faults. Given the choice, I'd rather dry hump a cactus.
See, you can't cut too close, because when the stubble grows back, it's like trying to grind on glass.
Yeah.
You have to get the buzzer.
Either that or you better shave every day.
Basically. Okay, well, that's just a lot of maintenance.
Too much commitment.
Well, you know,
it is.
Shave if you know there's a chance
okay.
It's going to happen.
See, I'm married, man, so I never know.
Oh,
okay. I never know. It's
well,
like,
yeah, you're going to have to just shave every day and deal with the chafing.
No, that's when you set the trimmer to 2 and just shave every other day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What if you get her to shave?
That's a rotting.
Get her to shave you, though.
Yeah. Whoa.
That's romantic.
You shave each other.
That's beautiful.
What if one of you is upset with the other one, though?
It's like a beautiful... Oh. Yeah, that's bad. Yeah. That's bad. That's a world I want to live in where my wife shaves
Honey, will you shave my nuts for me? Sure, I'd love to. Oh, by the way, can I get a new car? And she's down there with the blade.
By the way, you didn't
well,
do
I don't
the
know
dishes
if we did, really.
Last night.
I'll tell you this. I recently had hernia surgery, and I decided I would shave up for the doctors.
Okay.
And because I don't know, like I just figured the nurses would like put me to sleep and then like pull down the goods and then just be like having to go to town on the area. And I'd be like, how great would it be if they pulled down and they exposed.
He shaved for us.
Yeah, they're like, and then like
that was
I would
so sweet.
Wake up and there would be like, you know,
hey,
a
thank you so much
chest.
For shaving. Thank you so much for shaving your nuts for us.
Yeah, but I shaved in the wrong spaces.
Oh, no.
I shaved. They went higher than
Did
I needed.
Did you only shave certain spots?
Yeah, I just shaved like the strip.
Oh,
I shaved like a strip. It was like the
hair
strip.
You shaved the runway patch above your penis?
It was like the reverse porn star.
Okay, okay. All right.
And not that I wouldn't know about that.
Not that I know about that. Well, see, the porn star will leave the patch above their dick, but then will shave their balls.
Right.
Because no woman wants to be licking your balls and then getting teeth, you know, the stuff stuck in their teeth.
The first part of that sentence is true. The no woman wants to be licking your balls part.
Well, I mean, your girl, I think, will be more likely to be willing to give you a blowjob if she's not flossing at the same time.
Boom.
This is true.
That's just what I think.
I like to provide the dental floss on the night.
I just
night.
Saved you 5 minutes of your nightly
you know,
routine.
You see how much time I just saved you? Yeah. You're flossing and you're sucking my dick at the same time.
So when
would you like some toothpaste?
That's the dental assistant I don't want to go to.
Dental assistant.
Wait, ass?
No, but I did
okay,
shave. I did shave the area, and when I woke up, they had shaved like my stomach,
okay.
Where they did the surgery, and I thought, like, I must like a
I
real,
shaved my nuts for nothing.
Like a real
really
weirdo.
Well, I didn't shave my
well,
nuts.
Well, maybe they just now that. Well, see, here's my theory is that every time you get put under, regardless of what the reason, they everyone you around off. You will check out your dick just to see how big it is. Look at your dick, see how small it is. Oh, look, he's got a small dick. Look at
and
that.
They take pictures on their iPhones and Facebook that shit.
Exactly. I think they're going to look at your penis no matter what.
Yeah.
Even if they don't actually have to go down there for the purposes of the surgery. So you need to manscape before you go in for surgery, no matter what it is. I think it could be like a tonsillectomy.
Yeah.
And manscape. you need to manscape.
I feel like you have a skewed view of the anesthesiologist community.
You think? You may be right.
Were you hurt at some point by an anesthesiologist? This guy looked at my balls.
Stepdad was an anesthesiologist.
I think every time you go under, you should always come out from under your anesthesia with that accusation.
You look silently looked at my balls. Who looked at my balls? Look at my balls. Just yelling. You know what? There's going to be like some young girl or some young guy there. I did. I'm sorry.
Yeah. The first thing I said when I came out of anesthesia that I remember was, is it the year 2055? And you have beautiful hair. Your hair is way too beautiful for you to be sad.
Your hair is too beautiful for you to be sad?
Sounds like the anesthesia.
That's where I was. That's where I was at.
It took you to a really lucid, beautiful place where you're just completely compassionate. It's
like you're considering the fact that you're just waking up. They probably had their hair in a hairnet, and you're saying their hair is beautiful.
Well, they had new computer systems, and this girl just looked sad.
Aww.
And I was like, you look too sad to have such... You have too much of a beautiful head of hair to be sad. Come and give me a hug.
Did she hug you?
She gave me a hug.
Well, you were just macking for a hug. Was it a special hug? And I just used the word macking, and I'm white. I'm very impressed with myself. I think I used it properly, too.
I put my gown on backwards because it was like crisscross.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've been doing what white people do. I study. I've been studying black people.
Oh, that's reverse racism.
Yes, it is. And on that note, we're going to take another break real quick. I'm JT Foreman here with Kevin Tinkin and Josh
Stout.
Joshua Allen Stout.
Joshua, I'll take that.
We are the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back. This is JT Foreman here with Kevin Tinkin and Joshua Allen Stout.
Stout.
Speaking.
The first,
really.
And we are the Bitter Comics, and we're back. All right, let's do a few news stories before we go. Here we go. A survey was recently done across seven English-speaking countries, choosing what towns in America have the most unfortunate names. I've got a list of the top 10 most unfortunate town names. And Intercourse, Pennsylvania did not make the list.
Ooh.
I know. I was very disappointed. I would think that a town called Intercourse, Pennsylvania that has a very, very high Amish population.
Bunch of haters.
Would get on the list. But it did not. Number 10.
Wow.
Drinking that Haterade.
Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky.
What? Oh.
Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky. That's right.
It sounds mildly racist. Happen?
It probably looks like a monkey's eyebrow.
I have no idea. Well, you know, I heard this story about how Indians, like Native Americans, get their name. Have you ever heard that story?
No.
It's like the first thing that the father sees after the kid is born.
Okay.
That's what they name, like Running Bear or, you know, Growling Cat or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so that's how you got your name, two dogs fucking.
Hi-o!
Maybe the guy who named the town, the first thing he saw was a monkey's eyebrow.
That works.
That doesn't make any sense. But okay.
I'm going to go with it, JT.
Number 9, Squabbletown, California.
Squabbletown.
Squabbletown.
That's where Josh lives.
You know,
I feel like I'm in Squabbletown right now.
Yeah, I kind of wish they had a little story on how each of these towns got their name. That would be nice. Anyway, number 8, Love Ladies, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Number 7, Rochetown, Illinois. Ew.
Rochetown.
Well, that's the city planner's got to be real ticked about that one.
I don't know.
Rochetown. Come on down to Rochetown. Actually, like, hey, come on down to Rochetown. You're going to love it here in New Jersey, and it's Rochetown. There's not any roaches. That's a fast.
What kind of roach?
Are we talking about cockroaches?
Are we talking about mostly marijuana. Used marijuana?
Orale, orale.
Number 6, Belchertown, Massachusetts.
Straight up gassy.
I went to a school.
A lot of baseball fans there.
FYI, right? Guys, I went to a school.
Really?
There's a girl that
I went to. In America?
Yeah.
Wow.
Does that blow your mind? I went to a school with a girl named Belcher.
Belcher.
Yeah.
Was she flatulent as she sounds?
Yeah, she burped a lot.
Oh, yeah. Number five, Ass a Woman, Maryland.
Ooh.
Don't ask a me, ask a woman, eh? A lot of Italians in there.
Must have been an Italian city.
Hey, that's where Sir Mix-a-Lot was born. How many girls does it take to screw in a light bulb? Don't ask a me, ask a woman. Ask a woman about a question.
I will.
I believe Sir Mix-a-Lot hails from that particular.
You're probably right.
Province.
And he moved quickly to number four on the list, Hooker, Oklahoma.
Ooh.
Hooker, Oklahoma.
It's easy to get in, but hard to get out if you don't pay.
Pronounced Hooker. Okay.
Well, you know, if you want a hooker, you ask a woman.
That's right. Hey, don't worry about it. Go down a hooker and get an ass a woman.
Why are we Italian in Oklahoma?
Well, if you want a hooker, you ask a woman because you love ladies.
So good. Again, I will say that I'm not sure if this is going to be an amazing podcast or a horrible podcast.
Yeah, I used 4, 5, and 8 in that one. I'm very impressed with mine. If I can
easy.
Just, you know what? Number two gives me an opportunity to do that joke again.
Here we go.
So here we, number four, Hooker, Oklahoma. Number three, Boring, Oregon.
Oh.
What do you want to call the state?
What are we doing tonight? I don't know.
Boring, Oregon.
Boring, Oregon.
Feels right.
Well, you know, they definitely do not have.
I got Jeopardy on the DVR.
And nobody has a woman. Number two, Climax, Georgia.
Oh, I love that.
Well, if you want a climax, you get a hooker. So you ask a woman because you love ladies. Sorry.
That's so good.
If I could just come up with, if I could come up with a, I don't know. If I could come up with a sentence, use them all. I can't do the accent I want. I can do other accents.
You're going to love the women, yes?
Yes.
Don't worry.
Everyone is getting the same amount of borscht.
That's right. That was my favorite communism joke. What did you say? Different job, everyone gets same amount of borscht.
I don't even want to know what borscht is.
Purple suit.
Number one, the most unfortunate city name in America, as voted on this poll, Toad Suck, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Toad Suck?
Yes.
It's great. I love that you said
voted. Well, if you want the climax.
Oh, God.
You look for a hooker, so you ask a woman because you love ladies, but you end up getting the Toad Suck.
Oh,
I love that you said number one on this poll.
On this poll. Well, see, I still think that Intercourse, Pennsylvania. And yes, that would allow me to do another joke with as a woman about the hooker because you love ladies and you want the climax.
Well, again, that's like,
this is a
you have the intercourse, but you end up with the toad suck.
Intercourse.
Best or worst.
Very explicit.
This is right there in between two borders.
Well, intercourse, it's like how like some Mexican Catholics or will name their children Concepcion. Conception.
Yes.
Like, holy, that's graphic.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, that's a really intense name. This is my
speaking
son,
of conception.
Intercourse St. Jude.
So here's another joke that someone in Fresno does, and I can't remember who it is.
Hit me.
Did a bit about they're pro-life, so they start trying to have sex with a woman when she's 17 years and 3 months old. Because, you know, they were 9 months before they were born, was conception.
Yes.
Yes. So, I wish I could remember who did that joke. It was hilarious.
That's so deep.
It is deep. It's very deep.
It's good.
Deep enough.
It's not good. I'm not going to say it's good, but
it's not
deep.
A good idea.
It's deep enough to fertilize.
It's not legal in the state.
Have you guys seen Turquoise Jeep?
Turquoise what? Jeep. I've never even heard of Turquoise
on YouTube. Jeep. There's a band called Turquoise Jeep. And they have a song called How You Like Your Eggs, Fried or Fertilized.
Oh, my God.
And it's pretty amazing.
That sounds amazing.
Yum. Okay. Moving on. The Texas State Fair has their deep frying food competition every year at the Big Tex Choice Awards.
Fair okay. Enough.
The finalists were announced. Some of the delicacies on the list include chicken fried cactus bites, deep fried jambalaya, deep fried mac and cheese slider.
You know, mama loves a jet fried slider.
See, the deep fries mac and cheese slider. The three cheese mac is baked until golden brown, battered in breadcrumbs, deep fried until crisp on the outside, warm and gooey on the inside. Placed on a slider bun with a griddled beef patty, the southern style invention almost calls for a rocking chair on the front porch.
there you go. That's somehow racist.
It feels racist.
Yeah. that's racist against white people.
Harkens okay. back to the days on the plantation.
I'm gonna love her some old jambalaya deep fried.
Fried pork wing?
Oh.
Pork has wings?
Pigs can fly. Wow.
We'll let those gays get married when pigs fly. And then the Iowa State Legislature... Yes. Or the Iowa State Supreme Court voted in favor of gay marriage. Oh, well, okay, I guess pigs can fly. I have to grow wings now.
Speaking of pork.
Fried bacon cinnamon roll.
Really?
That sounds delicious.
Yes. Speaking of pork. So.
Oh, no. So, well, it just reminded me the other day I went to Burger King.
Oh, okay.
You know, Burger King, House of Burgers. And there was like this huge like.
They're the king of burgers.
So. Yeah, exactly. You could say that.
No.
Yeah. They had this huge like.
They say it.
This huge like. Advertisement that said sold out of pulled pork.
Aww.
And I just remember thinking, this is Burger King. Who walks into Burger King expecting pulled pork enough?
Burger King?
Burger King.
I thought it was McDonald's.
No! McDonald's would be less surprising. This is sold out of pulled pork. I just thought it was like incredibly
You should never eat a Burger King again. Really?
I just thought it was presumptuous of them to assume...
Yeah,
but I'm looking for pulled pork.
I would like to try the fried bacon cinnamon roll, actually, just because. Deliciously fresh cinnamon roll dipped in a special sweet pancake batter, rolled in crispy fried bacon crumbles, deep fried and sprinkled with powdered sugar. Oh. Main course and a dessert all in one. That actually sounds pretty good.
I would put a baby in that.
I would put a baby in that. Let's see. I want to do one more. How about the whale vomit?
Go on.
How about the whale vomit? I feel like I'm at a restaurant.
You have my attention.
Excuse me, waitress. Could you tell me about the whale vomit?
Tell me more.
An 8-year-old boy in England could be up to $63,000 richer thanks to a piece of solidified whale vomit he picked up on the beach. The chunk may look like a yellowish-brown rock, but it's actually a primo piece of ambergris, A-M-B-E-R-G-R-I-S, an expensive perfume ingredient that is spewed out by whales. Now, it is commonly referred to as whale vomit. However, it usually comes out the other side.
Really?
Wow.
Yes, this material, it's in the intestines of the whale, and it's used to allow hard objects like squid beaks. It's used to, it like forms around like a squid beak and to let it get through the whale's digestive tract. It's
makes sense to me.
Yeah, sure. This is the family friendly description, I guess. Yeah, it usually comes out the back end. Intense. But see, there's a big underground trade in this because it's not like you can go and harvest whale vomit. It's not you can catch the whales, go in their intestines,
put your finger in their throat.
How do you dust the vomit?
You can't like have a whale farm, and so you know you have to like hang out at beaches where it tends.
You
got to
go to
up.
The whale clubs
or yes. kill a whale
in the back alleys of the whale clubs is where you find that.
Yeah, but in New Zealand apparently has the choicest hunting grounds for ambergris on some beaches. And the area is ruled by a, quote, gang of aggressive collectors and traders. Dang. A gang that doesn't shy away from violence to defend their turf.
Oh. G'day! Get off my whale vomit!
They're called the Beach Mafia up here. They claim a proprietary interest in the beach. They are defending, I guess, in their minds, their territory, and it's worth a lot of money. If a piece worth $50,000 washes up, they wouldn't want someone else to find it. So, yeah. There was a book out about this called... let me find it here.
Whale done puked on the beach.
Whale done puked on the beach.
By Jay Ikrame.
Floating Gold.
Floating Gold.
Yes, that's right. Floating Gold.
I wonder what that smells like. Why is it using perfume?
You know, it has his last name. It doesn't have the full name of the guy. His last name is Kemp. I'll put a link to the Amazon.
What are we smelling in perfume show notes or something that makes it so valuable for perfume?
I don't know. You know, I have no idea. But apparently there's something in this that... Maybe? And, you know, how did they figure that out in the first place? It's amazing to me how someone comes up with the idea to
hey, Skipper, you got to smell this.
To use these things, exactly. It's like, yeah, well, you know, here we're out hunting. We're, you know, and like the guy writing Moby Dick, he's doing his research or something. He's out there on the whaling vessel, and they catch the whale, and they cut it open, and they pull out the stuff from his intestines. They find some big rock, and this would make a good perfume.
I don't think right? that's how it went down. I don't think
so either.
I think what happened was is like some sailors
enlighten us.
Yeah, some sailors got on leave and he's like, "Hey mate, I got laid 3 times last night." And he'd be like, "Oh, no bull, Charlie, no bull,
no bullocks."
And that's no bullocks, Charlie. He says, "Hey, hey," because that's how English people English people confirm they're stuff. Like, they go, "Hey, ah." All right. He's like, "What happened? How'd you do it?" He's like, "I don't know." And he's like, "What, you clean out that whale yesterday?" He's like, "That's right." And he says, "That's probably what it is. Probably that whale vomit."
Yeah.
Thank you for the laughs.
I want to know who got puked on by the whale and then went out and tried to get laid without showering first.
And the ladies,
I want to meet that guy. Like, and the ladies are like, "Damn,
guilty."
He smells like desire. Like, what still blows my mind is when I go to Macy's to the perfume counter, and all I smell amongst the plethora of just perfumes is this overbearing baby powder scent.
That's a good point.
What about baby powder is supposed to arouse me, and why does it make me hard? Is what I'm asking. This lady is exceptionally clean. Somebody did it for her.
That's right. I don't know. Baby powder is great.
Yeah, but why is it in that? Why is it in perfume?
I don't know.
Why?
Why is anything in
it the smells perfume? Good.
Well, I can understand like bergamot, cinnamon. Cinnamon is sexy. I get a boner when I drink cinnamon tea. It's delicious. But baby powder?
New car interior, I think, would be the best perfume.
Oh, yeah. This guy's upper middle class, working his way up.
He smells, what I'm talking about.
He smells like success. You smell like a Mustang.
98.
You smell like a Ferrari. I can't afford you.
Right?
Well, anyway, yeah, that wasn't funny. And so that's the note we're going to end on. Yay.
That's it.
Oh, hey, guys. Thanks for coming to be on the show. I really appreciate it.
It was precious.
Doing the heavy pour on the gin.
you're welcome.
I'm going to drive home.
I just got these guys killed. Oh, well.
Now, all members of the
May I Rest in
Bitter
Peace
Comedian Podcast will all have escorts home.
Yay.
I'll say hi to God for y'all.
Tell him I don't think he exists.
I will. I'm gonna.
Oh, hey, do you guys have any shows coming up you want to plug? Anything going on you want to talk about?
Awkward, because I don't. Go ahead, Kevin.
I've got a show on September 7th
cool.
at Teasers downtown.
Oh, awesome.
And, of course, Monday nights at Ty Palms Open Mic.
Yep, I'm at Open Mic at Monday nights at Ty Palms, too.
That actually reminds me, I'm performing at the same show September 7th.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
With Kevin.
Also,
really? I've been drinking, so I forgot.
I feel like we should hug right now.
I feel like we're hugging
emotionally.
On the inside.
And you know what the best part about it is? I'll probably be posting this show on the 8th.
Yes.
So, I'm sorry.
So, be there.
Well, hopefully I'll have more shows by then. But
so, yesterday, I hope you went to
coming at you from the future.
But, hey, right. Coming at you from the future. No, we're coming at them from the past. Talking to the future.
This is America.
It's like a time capsule.
Yeah. On that note, hey, guys, seriously, thanks for coming to the show. Thanks for letting me get you wasted. Good luck driving home.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I'm JT Foreman here with Kevin. What are you thinking, Tinkin?
And
Josh,
the trout.
The trout.
Oh, wait, no.
Stout.
Okay,
Trosh,
yeah, I'll go with
Stout. Trosh doesn't have
fine.
Gout.
That's fine.
Stout. We are the Bitter Comics, and I will talk to you next week.